everybody. Welcome to another episode of Leveling Up with Brigham Blackham. I have a great guest here. I'm here with Tamara. She's out of Ogden. She's a fantastic real estate investor and business woman. She knows exactly what happens when you have to just roll with it. Now, we had a meeting set up today with two awesome people that came to an event last night, and they didn't come. So what we did, we're like, you know what? We're going to make the best of this situation, and we are going to do a mini podcast so we can add some value to you, and you can hear Tamara's story a little bit more, because I love her, and more people need to know her story. So Tamara, tell us a little bit of your background in business ownership and in real estate. Let us know a little bit more about you. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny. When I lost my job, I think it was 2006, 2007, somewhere around there. I was going to a meeting once a week, and it was for people that were looking for jobs, and they were doing networking and learning how to network. And they had me lead a meeting about how to use LinkedIn. And after the meeting, everybody came up to me and said, you know, you should be an entrepreneur. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. What is that?
Yeah, be an entrepreneur. Just figure it out.
Yeah. I'm like,
just go with it.
Doing
just
go with it. What? So it was, I was thinking about that the other day. It's really interesting that now 20 years later, I'm doing it and I'm having a blast with it too. It's so fun. So we got into investing in 2006. We bought a couple of rentals in Ogden, and then 2007 happened. And so we actually lost both of our rentals. So I've gone through foreclosure, I've gone through short sell, and it is not fun, not something I want to go through. But, you know, I have empathy for people that are going through it. I understand that sometimes shit just happens. I mean, it just does. And you have to be able to just pivot and like we said, roll with it and go with whatever is presented your way and make the best of it. So 10 years after that, in 2017, we decided that we wanted to give it a shot again, but this time we were actually going to do it the right way. We wanted to know what it was we should be doing instead of just going, huh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's just go try that. So we started researching education programs and met a guy at one of the programs that we went to, and we did not like that program. And he said, hey, I have this other meeting going on next week. Why don't you come to that? And I said, okay. And then he sent me a video that night, and it was Friday night. And my husband had to go to work at midnight. And he said, okay, you watch the video. And I'm so mad at him. I'm like, ugh, you're making me watch this stupid. This is, oh, and it's an hour and a half long and blah, blah, blah. I was so upset. And hour and a half later, I was really upset because I couldn't find anybody still awake that I could tell I wanted to buy in right then. I was so excited. I was just like, ah, somebody has to be awake somewhere. So we found out about a house tour that was going on Saturday afternoon, and we went to that, and it happened to be Dane Clark's first presentation that he was doing.
Wow. And I love that. Dane, I hang out with him every Wednesday. So it's like,
he is so fun. He is an amazing person. And yeah, so that was my introduction to Dane. And I will never forget him because he just made it so easy to understand everything. So he asked a question about something to the effect of nobody wants to pay $20,000 more for education or something like that. And I'm like, I do. Because I had just paid $20,000 for an MBA and then figured out that was useless. So if this was $20,000 and I was going to, or $25,000, and I was going to be able to actually use it, it made total sense.
Oh,
so yeah, it's been an amazing ride since then. We have loved it. We have experienced about every emotion and feeling that you can have, and sadness and anger and happiness and excitement and proud and embarrassed and, you know, just everything. So that's so funny. Yeah, that's our story.
I love it. Now, one of the things that I love to do is just to give context to people that don't know you, why they should be listening to you. Now, guys, she helps run one of our masterminds. She is a servant leader and someone that really cares about why people are coming into our community and how we support. So talk to us a little bit about this, just go with it mentality. There's so much stuff that happens in entrepreneurialism that is competitive. And what I love about you is you're like, let's collaborate. Let's make this better together. Let's find ways that we can facilitate growth in each other. So talk to us about that.
You just gave me goosebumps because that is exactly how I feel. That is, I struggled in corporate world, and I worked with some really large, what was it? Business 50, five, the top 50 or whatever. I had two businesses I worked with that were, really, really big. And their whole
These were
environment
Fortune
was,
500 companies.
that's what it, Fortune 50.
Fortune 50, they were like the big guys.
And they were both tech, and so it was very competitive. It was very stressful and very I'm not going to show you what I have going on because you might learn it and you might, get better, and I hated it. So
With that dog eat dog, just there's such a scarcity mindset in that. And it gets ugly at times. We're like, I want to freely give because there's plenty. God made this earth big enough for everyone to be successful. So keep going. Sorry, cut you off.
No, you're fine. So, it really illustrated to me the importance of having collaboration and helping one another, and that's something that I love about the group that we're in. It is free-flowing education and inspiration and compassion and love. I made a post on Facebook last night about I just went to real estate church. And I call it
Love
that because when I left, I felt so much higher than when I went in. I was happier. I was inspired. I felt loved. I felt love for everyone that was there. It really felt like a church spiritual meeting. It was so awesome. And
I
that's
felt
what
that
we
too
get to do
yesterday. I
every
was like,
week. Wasn't it
it was
awesome?
so good. You come in and it's not just, hey, here's the information. It's this is for all of us. We do this mastermind that everyone comes, they share some wins from the week. They share what they're working on and then what they ask the group what could happen for them. And I think if we really think about the value of when we are thinking how we can help somebody else in that collaboration, we just go with it. I love this. That was your idea for the top of the topic for today. Just go with it. Just go with it. And when we go with it by ourselves, there's only so far you can go.
Well,
But I
and it's
love that
scary too.
saying. Yeah, it's super scary. But we want to go with it together, right? We all want to go because together everyone achieves more. You have that saying from Kenya, if I remember right. It's like if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with others. That's what we're all about.
Absolutely, yeah. I really feel I was talking to Mitch Nelson the other day, and he was saying, I found where I need to be. Like, this is my life's goal, and this is fulfilling, and I love it. And that's exactly how I feel right now. This is exactly where I wanted to be. I just didn't even know I wanted to be here. Isn't that weird? But it was
I love that. I was gonna add one little thing. This is something that my friend Dane brought up to me. He said, you know what? In sales and life, some will, somewhat, some will, some won't. So what? Someone is waiting. And I wanted to add this. So what are you waiting for? That's the thing, is like when we have a great steak at a restaurant, we cut that steak open, we're like, oh, that's good. You start to tell your friends and your family about it. It's not like they're paying you for that referral. But what's different about us is like when we are sharing, we're thinking, how do I add value to the world? Not just for our immediate friends, but for others. Providing safe, clean, affordable housing, giving opportunities to people to better their financial future, to improve their opportunity with taxes. Like, it's such a holistic way to improve your life. I love that. So,
It
is
really
it
is.
okay if I ask you a quick question, Tamara? Because we only have a little bit of time. I would love to hear the why behind what you do, because it's not just, hey, I want to do real estate. Hey, I want to have a business. Every business has a purpose behind it. So what's your purpose? What keeps you going? That why that gives you the drive?
I think I'm still kind of discovering that. So I, for right now, my why right now is exactly what you just said, helping other people realize what their potential is, helping them know how to be able to access their potential and grow their potential. And getting, I'm giving a whole lot to other people in that I'm organizing and I'm bringing in really good people that are facilitating meetings and they're
Yeah.
sharing their knowledge and their experiences and everything, but I'm getting so much out of it too. I'm just, I mean, obviously I'm getting the education that everybody else is getting, but it's so fulfilling to me to see people go, "Oh my gosh, I've been struggling with this," and what he said just now went, "Ah, oh, I get it." And I
Right.
love that.
I think it's so interesting. When we were upstairs yesterday in our mastermind, there was this moment where we had someone that was brand new. His name was Taylor. He shared his story that was 3 weeks new into our community. He took his situation and he's like, you know what? I've never paid my rent on time. It's always been in the middle of the month. And what he was able to do, applying one strategy of cash flow management to accelerate debt, he was able to open up $1,200 worth of cash flow. He made the same amount of money as he did the month before, but structuring it slightly different, he changed his finances forever. And you, once you have that type of result, and now his results are not typical. Once you have that type of a result, it changes the way that you think about this because you no longer believe it works. You're like, oh, I don't believe it works. I know it. I know it works because it's just math.
Right.
So I know you've done a handful of fix and flips. What has been the most transformative experience with Renatus that you have experienced?
You mean personally or as far as a house?
Both.
Okay. So a house is easy to say. So we bought a house in 2022, and every room had a different color of paint, and it wasn't like, beige and brown and blue. It was orange and yellow and green. And I'm like, oh, wow.
You're like,
It
oh
was.
goodness, I need to
Yeah.
change this. This needs to happen.
Yes. So, yeah, we went in and it was only built 20 years ago. So it's, fairly new, but still, we were able to bring in some upgrades to it, tone down the colors and bring in neutrality, put in new flooring, and just kind of clean it up and organize it and just improve it, make it better overall. Everything just got a little bit better. And it's a gorgeous house. We have it now as a sober living house for women. And yeah, they love it. They are so appreciative that even as they're going through what a lot of them refer to as pure hell, trying to figure out how to be able to cope with everything without their coping mechanisms they've used sometimes for most of their life, they have this nice place that they can be comfortable and safe, and they know that they are going to be okay. And that, to me, is that's why we do what we do.
So cool. And now on a personal note, let us know what that feels like to see someone change their life.
Well, actually, I want to change that just a little bit if you
Oh,
don't
yeah,
mind.
go ahead.
So, being able to internalize that change in me. So, you wouldn't realize that 10 years ago, I couldn't talk to anyone. I was so shy. I felt like I was not worth anything. I was not good enough. I was not intelligent enough. I couldn't lead anybody or help anybody because I couldn't help myself. I was so depressed. I was suicidal for years. And I don't say that for sympathy. I say that and hope that if somebody's in that same position, that they understand that there is a solution. And once I started to make a little bit of a difference, and I just changed a little bit, and then a little bit more, and every year it's been a little bit. And I've never been someone that you could say, "Hey, do you want to do a podcast?" And I'd say, "Sure." No way before would I have done that. Even a year ago, I organized a meeting and I had Dane Clark come and we had 50 people in the room and it was packed. I didn't dare get up in front of the room and introduce him. I had to have somebody else do it because I was so scared. I'm not that way anymore. In just a year, I have changed that much. And it's incredible. And it's all because of the support and the love that I've gotten through the community that basically has said, "You are okay. You can do this. And we believe you can, and we will help you." And I love the community because of that, because we really do care. We really do want to help.
I love that. I hear you say, I am okay. You're way more than okay. You're amazing. And I appreciate you. And we love you. And the hard work of being a leader, it comes in those small sacrifices that nobody else sees. In the times when you're like, there's been so many times when I show up and I'm like, I don't want to be here. I'm tired. I'm hungry, but I'm going to show up for my people because they deserve my best. They deserve to have that inspiration, that positive impact. And what's crazy is as we serve, it's no longer about us. And suddenly those negative thoughts, they're kind of like a wave that wash over us and we just go with it. Right? We just go with it. I think that's so cool. Greg Kimball, he brought this up. You said, I'm okay. And this is something that it just pops into my head. When you say I'm okay, if you back up and you think about this, what if you it was I'm broken. I'm BROKEN. I'm broken. All of us have parts of our life that are broken, that need mending, that need attention, and need slight changes so that we can get a little better. You said a year ago, you've been in this community way longer than a year,
Oh,
but
yeah.
you're like, I still needed some element to feel like I was able to contribute, able to open my mouth. And that little broken piece of you was mended in a way that allowed you to open your mouth and say yes to an opportunity like this, where I am doing my best to get this podcast to the world. And you're like, neither one of us were prepared for this, but we had the time set aside and we have 3 more minutes. So we're like, why not? Why not just make this moment together means something? And when we make it mean something, we can start to impact other people
Oh,
because it's
yeah.
not just about what's happening for us, it's what we can give. So in the last 2-ish minutes here, I want to hear, what is the one piece of advice that you would give someone that's brand new in business, that is just getting their feet wet? What would you tell this person, even if you can think of this person as yourself 20 years ago? What would you
Don't give
tell
up.
yourself?
Do
Don't give up.
not give up. So often, I feel like we get into a situation and we're like, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. It's too much. I can't do it. But that's when you have to double down and see, okay, who has already done it that I know I can talk to that can help me learn how to do this, can help me get through it. If you give up, you don't get that opportunity. You just absolutely say, no, I don't want it. So you can't give up. You got to keep going and you got to roll with it.
You got to roll with it. You got to go with it. I love that. And with that note, how do people find you on social media? How do we keep connected? Because I want to make sure that people get more of Tamara, because you're awesome and we love you and we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. So My name is Tamara Wright. My first name is spelled a little differently. It's Tamra. There's no middle A. And my last name is Wright. I am on Facebook. I haven't picked up Instagram yet, but I'm on Facebook. So be, you know, go ahead and reach out to me. Friend me.
Yeah. You're a great friend to be part of, a great friend and leader. So absolutely go and reach out to her. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. I hope this was valuable content, and have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless.